constitutional orders that want to come down on us. This was limiting what man can give to a tribal campaign and so on. And we continue to study it, so. Lots of work in this now. Mine and Justin's lesson. And George is dying very hard on this. I talked to Martin this morning, but we all decided that's right. What was the key to deal with the camp? But he feels maybe on that end of a personal scale. Raj says he can get a car away from this river man. Or he said he could take Nabi Teeman from Nebraska. I told him I thought Horesco would have objection to Teeman. I would think so. He better get straight around. He said, well, he didn't want to approach Horesco until he found a new team. And so I said we'd be talking and I'd try to find out what your offhand reaction would be to Teeman. So I just have to say, okay, he's not a heavyweight, you know.
If he wants somebody to agree to him, after all, it's like the governor of any state. The governor of Nebraska doesn't have much to do with
it. Not a lot.
He's a small town banker. He's a very pleasant, nice looking fellow, but he's not a heavyweight, in my opinion. I think Morton needs somebody to run the goddamn department because he sure as hell can't help.
Wow.
And so I would say I'd go for the career follow-up and car rather than Teeman.
Okay.
You see, here's the thing. Not that. If you just get two politicians in there, nobody's going to run the thing again. Right?
Right.
Well, that's basically what we talked about.
You want to
see what picks up for the other one?
No.
Did go see Alan County.
Well, Hudson has a meeting Thursday of his commission, collective bargaining commission. They are expecting the public members to come back with a proposal of some sort. The proposal that Hudson wants to come back with is more or less along these lines. You set up a wage board including implementing structures within the branches of the industry, such as the electrical branch and so forth. And as soon as you have that machinery set up, and it'll have some criteria that will tend to bend the wage increase curve downwards from some set of 18% increases, it might get 14% increases, or maybe 12% increases. And in return for that, we will rescind the order that suspended the Davis-Bacon Act. Now, after that, well, couldn't we say, you set up the machinery and then let's see some evidence that it really is working, and then we'll change the thing. Jim says that they just won't even think they'll go for that, that you have to be willing to take the Davis-Bacon Act action away.
Of course, you can.
When we
put it back on again.
Well, that's one point. This could be left hanging there. And then he could go ahead. So at this point, he's looking for a signal of whether to proceed with this or not. And I think he feels that if he gets a green light and he gets them to go along, then
it'll be the hardest to be determined. The hardest part is you know, of course, with the hard, you know, you're really tough as hell. But the point is that, in terms of David's thing, they got damn little credit for doing something like that. So, move in the other direction now. If we can get anything out of it, I'm sure everybody gets down to it. So let's do it.
Okay.
That means some of those David's papers.
We see some scattered bits and pieces of a result, although we don't know. I'm sure the wage increases are going to be high.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead. It's the way we want to operate. Might be a way to get the hard hits doing better.
have this Corps of Engineers question.
Oh, okay.
Came up this morning. And we, that...
I didn't know.
Was one of the ones we just don't seem to be able to settle. Do you feel as though... reading from me.
Yeah.
We thought we had some. They practiced came in when we had a meeting. And it appeared that... defense was going to go for a split, where we bring the planning and the money to go over into the Department of Natural Resources so that all the water projects could be done in one place and just leave the function over in defense. Packard was favorably inclined to that, so you go back and talk to Mel. We heard back and said, no, they wanted the whole thing left in defense. I think your staff basically is inclined to prefer a split, prefer a split function. I think interior might have the whole thing.
Oh, that'd be yours.
That's what I think we'll have to go over.
That whole bush.
Now, you couldn't get that in like a conference. The split.
No way.
The split has some chance. Unless Larry goes sabotage as a pipeline around this committee. Behind everybody's back.
Stay this way.
The option two, sure.
I think the split has a great advantage to us in that it does keep the planning and conception of these natural resources projects together.
That's right.
And it makes sense in terms of...
You see, there is something to be said to keep the engineers in defense for another reason. I mean, what the hell is a peacetime army going to do? I mean, they've got to do something to keep themselves busy. I know that there's very smart people that, you know, it's all saying, I know this argument, but they that in itself of them. I think there's something to be said for the Corps of Engineers, a proud outfit, and frankly, in many cases, they've done a hell of a lot better job than the Bureau of Reclamation. I'm not a great enthusiast of the Bureau of Reclamation, frankly, because I think they're a bunch of money wasters, bad planners, and of course, there's a lot of bad planners in the other two. You can get, you got arguments on either side of this thing. I don't know which side of it.
Well, you at least care to vote on
good
in this department.
I'm sorry, you're good. I don't want the Bureau of Reclamation to be the block to have to be given, frankly, domination.
Now, we have a chance of putting all of this in one place fine and avoiding all of this complication. So we try it.
Try it.
I have another malware attack problem. He has an assistant secretary for health in Roosevelt. Kind of a character for a neighbor. At a press conference, he got a question about 6 months ago on why the Department of Defense had different abortion regulations than the states in which the bases were located.
Yeah.
And he said that this was a new policy of the Department of Defense to have uniform abortion regulations throughout the system of military hospitals, regardless of what the local states provided. There wasn't any such policy at the time. He may have went along with the press conference, but the department wheeled in behind it and adopted a uniform policy, which has the Roman Catholics just up on the ceiling. Because in some states, they have control of the state legislature, and they've been able to make abortions illegal. Now, we have, at the staff level, we have vetted this out with Blair's people. And finally, Laird called me and said, well, we instructed his staff, but from a political standpoint, we thought this was a bad medicine, and that we better get in line with the local state laws. Laird finally called me and said, well, I've had this all out with Cardinal Cook and the other colonels, and they had no objection to our policy. Well, it isn't true. And we closed and checked with Cardinal Cook. Cardinal Cook quietly opposes the Department of Defense.
And so do I. That's the only
thing. Well,
and I don't care what the cardinal thinks.
I have sent a directive to the secretary saying, change your policy. And he is now in the process of ignoring us into the third week. And I
those papers out, report to you on three quick things on the welfare reform bill. The committee now is postured to move the base level up to $2,400 with food stamps cashed out, and to not have any compulsory program for the states, and not to have any federal supplementation for the states. In other words, it's a $2,400 program with a two-thirds tax rate, and that's it. From a budget standpoint, this tends to almost, not quite, but almost wash out, and seems to be a reasonable, and I think expected direction to move, but it is up from the $2,200 that we were going in at on the food stamps.
But it is in the direction of a conservative stance on welfare reform because of the elimination of the state minimum and the federal supplement.
Yeah. It's a strong, I think it's a good move. We are also in the process of winding up with a labor department handling being administratively responsible for the people who are employable rather than AGW doing it. And I think that will help on the work requirement side, although it's going to reshuffle the responsibilities between the departments quite considerably.
That's true.
The new department wide will be sensible.
Do you think that's also good?
It's like having an alcoholic from the bar, you have the AGW and the work requirements.
On the adult categories, federal administration and funding at a minimum level seems to be going forward. That's something that we've been working with the committee on. And we put up a four-year transition period, and it's, I think, down to about a three-year transition period. And, I think that's about what we figured would happen when we went before he'd come back from it a little bit. But I think if all of this does gel, and it'll probably gel by the end of the week, we'll have a welfare reform bill that we think is pretty good. I think there's a possibility that you might want to write a letter on the work incentive and work requirement side so that you're positioning in favor of this movement of the bureaucracy, and we can grab something up for you around if you don't sign it. On the manpower business, we have this public service employment bill that's moving in both houses. And we see a possibility, if we're willing to wheel and deal a little bit, and I don't know how much is necessary, but a possibility anyway, of trying to transform the push for that into special revenue sharing for manpower. That is, to try to capture that. I think it's an outside chance, but it's a possibility. And if it could be done, and if it suddenly have achieved a special manpower or a special revenue sharing deal, that would be quite a piece to put into place in a hurry.
Also,
now, I don't know whether it's possible or not, but I wonder if you feel that we should sort of have some running room to negotiate. And we probably will have to give away some things we don't especially like on a public service employment, at least for a while. But it might be that we could break through in this area, much to everyone's surprise.
You are, your total dedication to work out, you know, what I feel and what my views and so forth, the main thing is to get one through and make the compromises necessary, because I'm sitting right here with the budget chair. You also know how much you spend. You also know how bad the public service thing is as a permanent thing, but you know our philosophy. So just make the best deal. I think it can, we should ask the committee, but if we get one of those That's true.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wrong about that. You noticed that meeting this morning, I was trying to butter up that dinner out, and Jason, there's a nice valley, but, you know, they're just so difficult. And how dominating those people, you know, but that ought to be done.
If that's what you just mentioned, one go, then we'll start going with another.
The other one, let's see.
We have a second.
Very good, very good job.
Yeah.
Very good, very good job.
Now, he is a sensational platform speaker. Just terrific. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
He's getting off the mark.
Very good.
Yeah. The other thing I was trying to mention, he is so intelligent. So intelligent, and he's got a quick little sense of humor. The thing that, is impressive is the enormous amount of work that must have gone into that damn thing. All the bickering,
Yeah.
It's just a hell of a job. I know that. When that message goes up, I think if you could have a working group in.
I will.
Arrange it. Next group.
Arrange it. And incidentally, when the last of the special revenue things, is that this week?
Now, that'll be when you get back.
I was going to say, when the last special revenue comes in, then let's get the key people who worked on special revenue all up into the cabinet room and say, because, you know, we're going to, I'm going to do that little TV for that one. So now I've sent them off and give it another little kick up. Let's get all the people in the cabinet room and give them a little thank you voice. That was a hell of a job, you know. That was a chance to give them a cap and his people, whoever worked on it, I don't know who they are.
Everybody worked on it. They worked very hard. You're right.
Well, they did. Well, you pick them. As a matter of fact, if you want, you can make it even bigger. You can have a... Well, we can get on the departmental people, but the thing to do, though, is sometimes it is better. I know. It's awfully hard, but sometimes, of course, it complements a few to have them in. I guess sometimes there are guys on that who have worked, you know, and worked their butts off and everything, and go out and start in their eyes. So
this is very much a team effort, and that's George's dollars in mind. And well, if your team
is a fairly large size, and I was thinking of, mind you, bring them in the old, you can put 40 people in here easy enough. That has to just make them all stand up and say something rather than sitting down in the cabinet. The other thing you could do if you have 100, is it that big?
No.
No, it's 20.
20.
Oh, right in here. That's when they come in, I think, along and do a little pitch. Okay, those guys work their butts off, and the same with the other ones.
All right.
But you fellas always just do that on your own, you know. You just go home. We always have fun. God, we see all their very damn clown.
Along that line.
Yes. The mayors?
No. The boys are now getting these pamphlets out on each one of the special revenue sharing and also some of the other parts of your State of the Union. It occurred to me that we might get a bunch of these to Steve Bull. And as you have people in here that you want to lay something on, instead of trying to get into the substance with them, you can just hand them a bunch of these for revenue sharing and reorganization and health and so on. And they can take them out with them. So we'll send out.
Sometimes there are people, I guess.
Well, you have congressmen who come in and people who are even there when he comes in here, for instance.
Yeah.
You can lay a set of these on him.
Yeah.
Take them home with you.
I would like to set up a meeting tomorrow, George, with further reference to this development. Tom, I was talking to you. We also are now facing what appears to be a fact rather than a theory, that is a fact that we're going to get rolling. Very little chance, probably, of veto being sustained. I like to get commonly hardened, naturally yourself, John, and from our side, who's working on Whitaker,
yes,
get Whitaker in.
Right, the fellow from OMB who's working on
who?
John Gossett.
Fine, okay. Let's have a gather. Now, you can have a, I think tomorrow is soon enough. It has to be decided on the first, doesn't it?
Well, it's more, I think, a question of their season, but certainly the sooner the better.
I like to get it done before we get pressured into it.
Pressure in our
own. It's a good fact.
Let me suggest this.
happens, if you have to leave before he says he needs to, that's just the way it goes.
I'll plan to spend an hour and 15 minutes, see, because I got probably 4:15, I gotta see him.
Maybe we could have a meeting at, I could do it at 4:30 today.
An hour thing, if that's right, you gotta have an hour then, that's on the right. Now, that would have to be the most hardened conference, so let's check them out. And if not, then tomorrow, you know, anyhow, tomorrow. Tomorrow, 11:30, 11:30.
Fair enough.
Good.
Let's get in, let's have a good discussion with them. 4:30 day will take us only an hour.
That's enough.
It's not all that complicated for now.
Are you gonna go 85 or not?
We are hanging tough on this.
You would be sure to follow up with Conley notes, because I was on the phone with him about it, he called me. Talking hard, and I talked to him, and I said, all right, I'll be back to you. You're hanging tough.
On Accelerated Public Works, this thing I called you about down in Florida.
Yeah.
The whole Public Works Committee, one of the House Public Works Committee, wanted to come down and see you just before your broadcast to tell you how important this was yesterday. And so some of our people talked to them. They don't like that you're being against Accelerated Public Works. They don't like to be for something.
It's a Republican.
Yeah. And we've said, in effect, no, we're sorry, this is a bad idea. And the president's going to veto it if it comes down here. And that's where we are. Now, there's an interesting environmental angle on which you may be able to rely on vetoing it. Because the bill probably will abolish the requirement of pre-reporting this 102 statement thing, so-called, in order to get these projects going quickly without regard to the effect on the environment. So we may be able to use that as a total thing, but because you're permitting the environment issues, not us any good at all.
Well,
with your permission, we'll handcuff except the bargain now, right, John?
We have a possibility on the airlines that we're looking at.
Yeah, that might be.
That's right.
I went to that wrong session over at Romney's yesterday.
Yeah.
And
when are we going to have a meeting?
We're going to have a meeting at the end of this week. They were just nonplussed, totally nonplussed, I would say, to think that they were going to have to translate their disgruntlement into action proposals.
Good.
And
that's what we wanted to do. They've got an idea to help us.
They have. They really have. They don't know what the hell to do. Well, they're talking about a lot of crazy stuff like guys do in the Chamber of Commerce. Unions are bad, so what we ought to do is make them less money. And that'll, you know, break up
business, that's wrong.
What else they got? They want a freeze, and they want they want an executive order or proclamation that will say that you can't have more than 6% raise this year, 5% next year, 4% the year after that. And whatever.
Who the hell is suggesting that?
Arthur.
Executive order.
Right.
Well, I'll get you.
And I said, well, what if they strike? And Red Bull assured me they wouldn't. And so
I said, executive order. What does he say about enforcement?
Well, they feel that this can be done very expeditiously. Either the Department of Labor or the Department of Commerce can administer this, and that there should be very little problem in setting up a supervising board.
This is a way to freeze.
Oh, no. No, they're going to freeze prices. But how do you do that? You got a little vague. And then actually, there's very little profit in this construction business. So really, that doesn't do much of a problem. What you do is you just take the fellow's tax return.
I thought you were talking about freezing everything. Or just
construction industry.
Construction.
Oh, I thought they were talking about everything. Then, of course, we asked about everything and said, well, now we've got to seal the longshore con. What if they come in with more than 654? Well, then it may be necessary to expand into other industries. And this all has to be done by the 1st of April. Because that's when most construction contracts terminate, according to John Holby. And I said I didn't think we'd be prepared to move quite that fast if we hear all this. So they're to come up with firm
this is what the second, third, and fourth steps are. And this is what this can, this is O.B. Romney. O.B. Romney, Sands, Hardin, Blount, Burns, McCracken.
Did you get to stand before?
Yeah, he was fine. He, unfortunately, he had to leave before the meeting was over.
He understands the meeting.
Yeah.
Is he going?
He's all right. He understands. He's embarrassed to be in this thing. In fact, the thing about the others is with the rest of them, they just know what the hell the score is.
Well,
Ronnie, Opie, and do you get to know? Arthur is playing a very cute game here. He's selling a waste price stabilization board.
Yeah.
He's selling every chance he gets all the way through this meeting. Then afterward, he called me.
Because he really did.
To say that he was greatly anguished by the Evans and Novak column that said that he was conspiring in Turkey on tax, tax cuts.
Yeah.
And that he wouldn't do that, and he didn't do it, and the story was false, and that he knew, that if it came down to a matter of choice between principle or your well-being, that in every case he would opt for your well-being.
That's what he told me.
And that,
we'll have to talk to him about this issue. I've gotten him to agree that on the tax end, he will say no more until May 15th. So we'll see what he says. This is about another campaign, isn't it?
I'm on my way over today to have lunch with him.
Good.
And do you have any?
Well, I think the main thing is this. Is it? We're trying the butter at this point. I mean, and also he's Arthur is smart enough to know that that Conway's breathing down his neck and that I am too, and so he's responding somewhat. Now, so he says he's not going to. He says he realizes he can't change the game by 6 weeks after the hearing. He says it's too early to make any judgments at this time regarding the. Investment tax or anything of that sort. And he says that he only suggested that in his testimony is things that might be done in the event that they became necessary. And I said, now Arthur, I know that. Why is it the way whenever anything you say is going to be interpreted for us to get us over the head? I says, from now on, we should have a moratorium. Way to that. And his point about it is, I also said, now you promised 5%, you know. And I said, I'm just going to count you for that. So he pledged, you know, he's going to work with us. He's going to bring his disagreements here. Da-da-da-da. Now, we did not discuss this at all. I did not discuss the wage price board at all. The difficulty of it is that we get covered off of it on the ground that we just aren't. You'll see a second interview.
Oh, okay.
I know. I did have that, but we're just off
it. I love it.
Yeah, I'll give you a buzz. Go back into your office, yeah. I play very, very coolly. And I told Arthur, I said, Arthur, you had that meeting. It is, I'm going to defend my staff. I said, you can't have many people in this White House. I said, I've got to do it. And he said, I understand. I said, there's, if you can. As I said, you got McCracken, you got Schultz. Schultz and McCracken, the way to put it. And I said, this is just the way it's going to be. And we had a good talk. He was very contrite, it seemed to be. And I think, honestly, at the moment, really feels that he wants to help. But the problem we have here is that he's on this damn kick of this wage price stabilization board. And the thing that I'm wondering about, George, is that I'm not sure that he, as smart as he is, knows that it won't work. You agree or not?
Well, I think there's a...
See what I'm getting at?
It's getting to be more and more wishful thinking about it.
That's what I mean. If the goddamn thing had worked, we'd all be for it. I mean, I think we'd be for it. But I think that as you start down that trail, you're looking straight at mandatory wage and price controls with enforcement, or otherwise it isn't going to work. Or an impotent guideline thing that breaks down, and all of that.
Well, here's
one of the irony here, and not sure, but at least on the price side, I think we can feel that we are really making some headway. We'll get a bad bounce.
Sure.
But nevertheless, over a period of a year and a half,
see this thing decelerating.
Yeah.
So, in a sense, why change strategy just when you seem to be...
Well, you know, on the price side, it's 1 month means nothing. 2 months doesn't mean everything, but 2 months mean something. So, next month it goes up again.
Nevertheless, what the hell?
I mean, we'd ever had it talked about 2% back in the fall. We'd have thought that would be great, wouldn't we?
Well, so I think if you look over a year and a half period, well, things have been getting better.
A little.
Yeah.
Gradually. Yeah. And it all, of course, is part of a... But the point is that... How's Arthur going to react to our rescinding Davis Bacon?
Well, I don't know. Shall I try that out on you today?
Well, I'm an answer. Davis Bacon has not had the effect that we would hope. Wait a minute. I could just simply say, we're trying to, I think you better say that we're working on a deal. We're going to get some. This is the main thing. Our first to make some progress, and we make that progress voluntarily if we can. And also, I think you ought to put this has been a damn painful thing for the president. You've got no damn support from the business community on this Davis Bacon thing, and only you got a damn kicks from the labor. He knows that too. He gives his support. And now that. But I really wish there were a way we could get him off of this price thing. Incidentally, the other thing, I think you've got to have a talk with Connolly about it to be sure he understands. He'll do what he knows our policy is. But Arthur, you know, we're in there, and I guess when I say we're in, he believes it apparently. He is really for this thing. Somebody sold him down the well.
Red Blood asked him why he was for it. He didn't have a very good explanation.
Well, Red forced him to say that he really believes in a free market.
Yeah.
And he had to agree that he did, but we had a lot of problems, and that he felt that this would be a good thing to do, but it was not convincing.
Is this for instruction on
it? It will never work.
The wage price board goes across the board, Arthur.
This freeze that he talks about, construction
only.
Yeah, but the wage price stabilization order would be across the board.
Copy fair.
I'll cut the
charge. Is it something that will work? Should we reconsider the wage price stabilization order?
Well, I'm not in favor of it, but I.
You haven't been shaken at all. I don't have arguments.
I don't really argue.
What about you, John?
I haven't heard anybody say it'll work.
You think we ought to go to this group?
Huh?
Even this group? What I'd like to do, frankly, is I'm telling you, don't try something that's going to fail now. We're going to try something that's going to fail. Try it so that people don't know that it's failed.
Well, I think the strong possibility would be that if it were put in, say, 2 weeks from now, that it would seem to work. And I think the reason is that the basic policies you've been following are taking hold.
Yeah.
Now, it won't work with the steel workers.
Why don't we put it this way? Let's go through the first half of this year. That's the deal I'd like to make about it. And see what the hell is happening on the price. See what we can work out on the other end, right? I don't know what we can do with steel workers, but...
Not much, I don't think. I think we're heading for a strike in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I don't think it'll have nearly a damaging impact on the economy that the auto strike does.
Oh, I see. McCracken said an interesting thing yesterday that I never heard him say before. It says, a wage price board without clout won't solve problems in the construction or any other industry. And the history of wage price freezes is not encouraging. Typically, they don't look so good about a year later. And a year later for us is 1972. Well, let me add one other thing about the economy. This is something I probably commented about. moving in the right direction. Now, sure, a lot of people may be unhappy, we overestimated and all that sort of thing. So out of a $1 trillion economy, you made a 1% mistake, or a 1.5% mistake, right? Sure, it's going to budget $5.5 billion more on the balance of risk. The main thing is that we want to build on a basis that is solid, that is done. We look at these figures on May 15th for the first 4 months. I hope at that time, March and April, that things will begin to be moving up some. Apparently, the February figures are wrong. A lot of some, most of them are disappointing. If you've indicated in some areas, car sales, people in their retail sales, they seem to be looking for better in March. But the point that I'm getting at is this. That as long as the thing moves in the right direction, don't get too damn worried about whether or not we happen to just get it on the nose or a little more. Now, the second price, I think we're probably going to make it. My guess is in the second half, even with the steel thing, it's going to be a hell of a good second half. That's just my gut reaction, because I think at that time, consumer bank, national bank, a lot of things, once there are positive doings when developing the country, that's only information, it's not as obvious. I think the other thing that is to me very important is that we don't want this thing to heat up so fast that it gives an inflationary spiral. It is a bit like that, and the inflation needs to. The other point is on unemployment. We said, don't let it come down. We don't have this problem. I'm not concerned about it hanging in 5, 8, 6, whatever the case may be. Let it hang. Let it hang. People are walking the streets. They're not selling apples. As long as that's a seller's market, that's going to have a very salutary effect on the inflationary market. Now, in the last quarter of this year, then, start down. But you see, my feelings are, my own attitudes are not as, not just as you know, terribly worried. I know that there are all the economists who by now are under God, men and women jabbering at each other while you're down your problems. So they always do. Well, we don't give a damn about that argument. In the end, nobody's going to know what's kept the economists from. The important thing is the direction is up for repression. It's up the next time we're on a solid basis, and that next year we can have a series of announcements that prove to be generally in the right direction. Now, getting back to our explanation, it doesn't mean for 1 minute I depart from the idea that you've got to keep that money supply out there. It ought to be up there. 5% or whatever figure you decide. But what I'm simply saying to you is here, don't let all of our people be terribly concerned. Because, well, the first quarter wasn't quite as good as we thought it was, and all that sort of thing. That's just the way I feel about it.
I agree with that. I think that our best approach put a strong budget in place, which you did, and then keep it that way. Don't get scared and cut and run and cut this and that and the other thing.
Right.
And put a reasonable monetary policy in place in the 5 to 6% range, and then try to hold it there. And that will produce the kind of economy that we want. And maybe it'll produce it in the time that we'd like, but maybe it'll be a little slower, but it'll be there, certainly, in another year, just as the reverse was true when people said the economy wouldn't slow down. Well, it did.
It did.
And it'll pick up again. And not to get stampeded. There are a few other things that we have auto expenses, one of the big critics of our policies, and has been telling us, love everything is going to be. He came out with a GNP first quarter forecast of
trillion, 12 billion. Well, he's going to be low by about 7 billion at least. When the figures come out, tonight, we can back him up on that, as typical of people who are selling the economy short.
Let me say something else. This young fellow, Heather, who's going to be the head of our, he's saying young, he's 34, 37 times, perhaps. Anyway, he came, Heather, he was in, he made an interesting, but you know, he used to be head of the American Stock Exchange. He said, he has long had a theory, and he still strongly believes that the stock markets can pull the economy up. He says he does not believe, he doesn't believe we've ever estimated the real effect of the stock market's movement upward has as a puller on the economy and as a mover downward too, of course, pulls it down. Now you look at that market, the Dow at 9-10, it's going to go higher, you know, up around here now, maybe drop to, maybe, you know, it's a regroup. But isn't just the Dow, there's a hell of a lot of other people, a lot of new billionaires have been made. You know, they had to be. I mean, a lot of those guys are smart enough, gotten in with the 630, and so what have they got? They made 40% of their money, and that's 30% eaten money. See what I mean? So they now that found to start getting back into this economy sometime. Do you think so, Jerry?
So this little kid Lapper that takes such a beating, he has figured out, he has built this into his model. I have one other.
Yeah, but just on this subject, the institutional investors were in New York, and Peter went up and spoke to them. I talked to one after that meeting, and very interesting. I said, how do those people in that group, 1,500 of them, account for the smartest price? And he said, well, they all think they understand Richard Nixon and understand what he is going to cause to happen between now and November of 1972. He said, they're investing not for 1971, they're investing for 1972.
You believe me when I say that 1971 will be a good year and 72 will be a very good year?
That's right. Because I think we're going to do something in 1971. And we damn well are.
Right. There's a cadre of confidence at one sort or another that is
probably is the wrong range.
Well,
that's one other thing, George.
Well, I just...
You've got to argue ways.
Yeah, you have a Secretary of Transportation who's a wild state of mind right now. Over the reorganization, he's having a serious case of postpartum blues. And the Department of Transportation goes into reorganization. He wants it to all go in some place all together.
Where he can find it.
Where he can find it. It's going in two different places. And he looks on the chart and says, where is some line that says Secretary of Transportation? And it isn't there. And he raises a number of questions of that kind. The FAA administrator, who's now a level two, is going to wind up being a level three, and that's stretching him, and so on. And so he's declaring that he must see you and so forth, and I'm trying to turn him off, and John is, and everybody is, but he's probably, at this point, more thrashing around than anybody else. The SST going over to NASA, he's concerned about that. Although that makes perfect sense as a thing to do with it. But I just want you to know that, and we'll continue to try.
Pardon on the extension services, I'm not saying that he's our...
We can cover his
importance. That's something that I feel that there's one you're probably going to have to compromise.
Yep.
I mean, you got to face it.
You know, I think we're going to cover
a lot. You might compromise it. Hell, I'd make the deal. With Bowlby, it just may be that he's too rich for our blood. I don't know. What do you think?
He'll come around.
God, don't come on me to do it now. Just
no,
it.
I just wanted you to
know. Out of this moment, okay, seeing roughly about SST.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, right. And
we were three votes short.
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought we
ended up two votes short, I guess.
To T. Wilson of Boeing over the weekend, and he expressed great delight in the way the administration was working on this.
Fight
has gotten through to him, and we
call him back. Fight my fellow, and I believe him. and 150,000 jobs, that's what it means. I mean, 50,000 directly, 100,000 indirectly. We've got